The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of the Nursing Notes Live podcast, I interview night shift labor and delivery nurse Kristen Hayden about the differences between working the night shift and day shift. What makes her night work at BB Healthcare in Lewis, Delaware interesting and different from working during the day? Find out in this segment coming up now. Hi, Kristen. Welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you joining us today. And I just before we get started in the questions about night shift nursing, which is a lot of fun, I wanted to just ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wanted to become a nurse.
I've been a nurse for 24 years. Labor and delivery, I've been a nurse for 19 years and night shift for 16. I've always been interested in the medical field since early high school, and just taking care of people.
Excellent. So it's just kind of been something you've been called to.
Yes.
So you work in labor and delivery. My night shift experience actually is in the ER, and it's funny, you know, that was the one group of patients we just kind of passed on through the doors. You know, they'd come into the ER. If they needed to go up to labor and delivery, they kind of went up to labor and delivery pretty quickly.
As quickly as possible. People like to send the labor patients up, but we are technically like an emergency room.
Right.
You never know what's going to come through the door.
So what's night shift like? I mean, can you describe the one thing that you think makes night shift nursing a little different from working in the day shift hours?
I think the camaraderie and the teamwork of night shift is what keeps me there, amongst other things. But I just, there's a lot of resources that are not there at night, as they are during the day. Ancillary services, providers are not as easily available, so we really have to work together to take care of patients before the providers get there, and we really have to have excellent clinical skills to be able to assess those patients and notify the physician that they need to be there.
Yeah, I know that there was a lot of that when I was working in a small hospital, and you know, would have to, I'd get sent up from the ER to start IVs sometimes on the floor, mm-hmm. and things like that, because like you said, the regular resources weren't always there, so they'd draw upon whoever was available in the building and to do a certain skill. So is labor and delivery different at night as opposed to during the day, other than the things you just talked about?
Well, like I said, the resources are not there. During the day, there's a lot of, the management's there. The providers are usually at least in-house. If they're not on the floor, they're in the operating room and more easily available than for us at night. Between the ancillary services and the management, that's a huge change portion for us that can make things difficult sometimes.
And the babies come when the babies come.
Exactly.
it's interesting, and you know, I had experience with night shift in the retail area when I was in college, and you know, I felt the same way. It's interesting that as I gravitated from night shift there to night shift in the healthcare setting later in life, I found a lot of the things I liked about it back then were similar in the healthcare setting. That autonomy, know, the boss wasn't there looking over your shoulder when you worked night shift, and that was good and bad. And you know, in many ways, there was good things about it, but there were also some challenges. Like you said, some of the resources that you might like to have are not always available during the evening hours or night shift hours. But
right.
Yeah.
There are a lot of challenges. I actually work as a charge nurse on my floor, so I am technically, the management just below the nursing supervisor. So, I have to decide which things I you know, need to call my manager about in the middle of the night, and you try not to do that. So you definitely have to prioritize and use your clinical and administrative experience to, you know, try to make the decisions you can without having to call the manager in the middle of the night.
So as a charge nurse, you're probably involved with helping decide who gets hired for night shift. Is that correct?
We sit in on interviews for the unit.
Is there certain things you look for in a night shift nurse? Do you want more experience or different, maybe previous night shift background or things like that? What do you look for in a night shift nurse?
Not necessarily. A lot of the new nurses that we hire, the new graduates, I think night shift is a benefit for them for orientation, just because there isn't a lot of the extra people on the floor. And I think it's less intimidating for them to be able to orient night shift and kind of have a more of a controlled situation that, you know, physicians aren't coming around and, you know, ancillary staff. And it sometimes just can be very sensory overload in the morning when everything is happening on the floor. And sometimes I think it's just less intimidating for new nurses to do a lot of their training on night shift.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought that. That's interesting that you say that, but it makes sense. It absolutely does.
And I think they learn to prioritize, and they see how important teamwork is to start off.
Yeah, it is really, and I felt that there was a very much a teamwork atmosphere between all the areas in the hospital at night shift. You get to know
Absolutely.
Your lab people and everything, and you know and I had a small hospital setting, and so there was one person working in the lab at night, and he or she would come, you know, draw the blood too. So
right.
it was, you know, and when they weren't there, if they were out drawing blood, they weren't in the lab, and you were waiting for something to come in. You had to wait until they got off the floor back to the lab to pull the results.
Right.
So, you know, as you think about current trends in night shift, do you see any changes with how you care for your patients? You know, obviously we worry about staffing and things like that and number of patients that we can care for comfortably and not feel like we're letting things slip through the cracks. Has that changed for you over the years?
It hasn't necessarily changed. Night shift specifically with staffing and help can be very difficult because if we get very busy and we need extra people, you know, most people aren't ready for a call in the middle of the night to come in to help at work. Whereas day shift, if you receive a call at noon and you're off, you may say, hey, yeah, I can come in for a couple hours and help. Most people are not as excited about getting out of their beds in the middle of the night to come help, or just don't even answer their phones. So I do think it's harder to find help and coverage at night, especially in an emergent situation.
Definitely. So what do you look for as a nurse in general? Is there a place you find information when you look out there and whether it's online or a journal or something? How do you stay up to date with what's going on in labor and delivery nursing?
Specifically in labor and delivery nursing, I use A1, which is the Association of Women's Health Obstetrics and Neonatal Nursing, for up-to-date information. And I also attend the A1 conferences the last several years I have, and they have amazing nurse leaders and speakers that help gauge the direction of OB nursing in particular.
It's amazing. And I find it's interesting that so many nurses don't take advantage of their specialty conferences. And it seems like you've had a very positive experience attending yours, as I hear from everybody. And I attend a lot of conferences over the course of the year. And I just see so much great networking. What's the big takeaway you would give to somebody who maybe has never gone to the A1 conference before and is in labor and delivery nursing?
I think there's a lot of information. I work in a small hospital, so there's a lot of information that, you know, sometimes doesn't get to us unless we go to the conferences and we bring that back to our floor, which we try to do.
My niece is a brand new nurse and started in labor and delivery recently, and she's been going through sort of a residency program, but it's hard to do something like that at a smaller hospital. What is the method you use to bring in those new nurses and get them started? Is it more of a traditional, preceptor setup, or are you trying to implement some of these things like an official residency program?
Just in the last couple of years, our hospital actually has a nursing school that is directly correlated with it. But any new nurse that comes to our hospital or our floor, they also are part of a residency program. So they are learning new information and they are taking it back to their residency group and presenting information to each other, which is very, educational for them.
I really like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have, the preceptor program as everywhere does.
No, I like that they're able to bring what they've learned in their unit new back to talk to the whole group about. I think that's a great way to build nursing leaders for the future, is to have them kind of teach each other.
Absolutely. And we actually learn from them. Some of our administrative staff goes to these presentations, and we learn things from them that we even want to bring to our floor.
So I'm curious, what do you think are the things that you're most looking forward to in the next few years, maybe 5 to 10 years in labor and delivery nursing? Is there any changes on the horizon that you're looking forward to bringing into your patient care?
I think the biggest change for us so far in our small hospital has been the technology change. It is very helpful and very accessible, but it also can be a challenge with the electronic charting and the electronic medical records that we're starting to use cell phones to communicate with providers. It's a challenge, but I think down the road it will be very helpful. It's hard to balance, though, your patient care with all the requirements of the electronic portion of nursing.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep up with. And I hear that, on all these interviews I do, and I talk about technology a lot with the nurses. It is interesting to hear them say similar things, that it's one of the most challenging things they have to do is to keep up with the technology so that they can provide good patient care.
Right, because the patients see us on the computer and on our phones, and, we do explain to them it is, for the optimum care for them, but we try to balance not spending our time in the computer when we are with the patient as opposed to, the direct patient care, which is what is most important.
Right, it's that sense of being present with the patient even while you're with the device, right?
Right.
Absolutely. So what do you think is going to be the aspect of labor and delivery nursing that is going to change beyond the technology? I mean, nurses are assuming more and more roles as the nursing profession experiences changes in the number of people available to take staff positions, as the number of even physicians available to take care of patients. Are you seeing a greater role for nurses in the future?
I do. When I first started, we had the manager, and then all of our nurses were direct patient care nurses, and we're starting to find that we need specific nurses with roles outside of just that clinical portion. We have charge nurses. We have started shared governance on the floor, so we have nurses that take on the staff education role. We have nurses that take on patient satisfaction role and try to encompass those things in addition to the clinical care.
Right. So last question for you, Kristen, and it's just for that nurse out there that's maybe looking at shifting to night shift. She's worked days all her life, but maybe because of children or other family consequences, she feels night shift, he or she feels night shift is a better fit for them. What can they do to prepare themselves for night shift? Because I know we've seen a lot of things in the news about how night shift can have a negative health impact. So is there things they can do to be better prepared to undertake night shift?
Well, a couple of the reasons that I started working night shift was after I had my children. My children are now, I have son that's 20 who's in college, and two 18-year-olds that are seniors in high school, so they will be out of school here shortly. I have not missed anything with my kids because I work during the night, so I'm able to be at sports events, things that they do, before I go in for night shift. I don't really miss any holidays, even if I'm working, because the holidays happen with your families during the day. So I might be tired, but I'm able to spend the holidays during the day with my family, and then I go work while everyone's sleeping. You definitely tend to get less sleep because you work at night, and then during the day, although you know you need to sleep, a lot of times I find myself running some errands on the way home from work in the morning because, you know, everything's open and I need to get things done, go to an appointment. So I find that I may take advantage of that, but then I'm losing a little sleep because of it. So you definitely have to balance that out because it is very important to get the sleep. And night shift, you know, when it is slow at night, it can be a struggle to stay awake if you're not really making sleep a priority. For me, I think a lot of the hospitals, there is a shift differential when you work night shift, which is, for me, I've worked night shift for so long that if I were to go back and work a day shift, I would take a significant pay cut. So that's definitely has been an incentive for me.
Stay tuned for our next Nursing Notes Live episode, where I talk with New Orleans, Louisiana nurse practitioner and author Charmaine Lawson Baker. Charmaine is the author of the popular children's book series, Nola the Nurse, featuring a young girl who wants to grow up to become a nurse just like her mom. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.